There's a Gemara in Erevin on Dav Yud Gimel, a famous dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Very famous, a little strange, whether Noach lo la'adam shenivra, is it better that we were created or better that we were not created? So that was a big debate in the Gemara between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So what did they do? Nimnu v'gamru. They got together and they voted, and they concluded, Tov lo shelo nivra. The conclusion of Gemara seems to be better that we were not created than being created. However, but Akshav Adal, that we are here, so you fast raise your might, so we got to do the best we can. We try hard and do our best. But in theory, whatever that means, better not to be created. So the Maharsha writes, what's Pshat in the Gemara? What do you mean, better not created? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaChesed. So why would he create us? But before we get to that, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? What's the argument to say Tov Shelo Nivra? And then if it is, if that is true, then it seems to go against it being a chesed that we're created. So the Maharsha explains, kind of like it's an investment. Whether you're buying real estate, whether you're buying stocks, so you, before, well, if you're a prudent investor, you do your research and you try to figure out the risk-reward. Not that you ever know for sure, but if you figure the downside is 10% and the upside's 100%, it seems like pretty good. If the downside's 100% and the upside is 10%, it doesn't seem like it'd be prudent to invest. So the Maharsha says, we know we have 613 mitzvahs. 365 negative, lavim, 248 positive. So the Maharsha says the odds are against you. You have 365 chances of messing up, and you only have 248 opportunities to do right. So therefore, odds are against you. Tov lo shelo, that's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. So the Shaila is, but what it seems to go against, what we assume, it's a tremendous chesed. God created us and put us in this world. If it's better not to be created, then how could it be better? So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat from the Lechem Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman, from the pre-war, he and others point out in Sifrei Drush and other areas, of course it's true. Technically speaking, there are 365 negative commandments and 248 positive commandments. And therefore, odds are against us. However, he points out, but there's one mitzvah God gave us called tshuva. And because of this mitzvah of tshuva, it changes everything. What do you mean it changes everything? What does it change? So the Gemara tells us in Yuma, Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, the Gemara has an apparent contradiction. Is how great is tshuva? Does tshuva balance the playing field, that you did an Aveira and now you did tshuva, you're even? Or no, it's Nasa Keschuyas, it turns the Averis into mitzvahs. So the Gemara says it depends. If you do a tshuva meyira out of fear, so then that's the lower level we'll take either, so then you're back to even. If you do a tshuva meyava, your Averis turn into mitzvahs, and therefore it comes out there are many more mitzvahs than lavim, because every aveira you did, you could turn it into a mitzvah. As B'nai Yisraskar or other point out, that tshuva was created before Matan Torah. So, and therefore, even though we know no one's perfect, everyone's going to make mistakes, but since you have the ability to do tshuva, so therefore that changes the odds. You have a chance to do mitzvahs all the time. So as the B'nai Yisraskar explains, other places that we know we have a halacha of bittul. Bittul barov, if a little milk falls into the chicken soup, We apply the klal batul b'shishim, and the chicken soup is kosher l'mahadrin. Let's say someone wants to be machmir. You know what? Okay, I know it's kosher, but I'm not going to eat it. Some will call you an apikoros. You're a minyak. That's the koli ha-Torah. You can't follow. So the Bnei Yisaskar points out, not only is it mutter, but Kabbalah, he says that one should take this soup and share it with the whole community, serve it at Kiddush in Shul, because that's special soup. It's Iser Nefach Leheter. That's how the whole din of Bittul Berov is. There's a famous Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim, they used to be, when I was in yeshiva, they said the Rav Chaim and the stencils. Maybe they still say it, because that's how it was. It was stencils. So the question is, we know we have a principle. The Gemara tells us, Cha betray batel, that if you have three pieces of meat and two are kosher, so then batel barov, you're permitted to eat all three. It's a whole debate. Can one person eat all three? Could you eat them different times together? Or do you need two people or three people? But the bottom line is, this halacha, bitul barov, is mutter. So the shaila is, Rav Chaim asked, where is the source of rov comes from? The pasuk in Mishpatim, acharei rabim lahatos. So there's halacha that, let's say, dinei mamonos, you go to Beis Din, you know, you owe money, whatever the case may be, you owe $100, $1,000, you have three judges, and you go with the majority. If two out of three say you owe money, so you owe that person $1,000. The Tosis asks over there, how does it work by a Beis Din? I mean, Bishlom, if you have two witnesses testifying, we know B'Torah Zvadai, so that's it. But here, if you have two out of three, so we're going by Rov, we have a principle in Shas, Chazal tell us, Ein hochem b'mamon achar harov. We don't, by monetary issues, we do not go by the majority. So how in the world could I say this person, if only two judges says you owe $1,000, another judge said no, so it's achari rabam, we're following rov, but we don't follow rov by mamono. So how do we reconcile? So the famous Rav Chaim points out that no, is what that is. Is first you go the majority rules, and once we say that we decide who we're pasking like, then we apply the klal of acharei rabam lahatos ruba kekulo. We view it as the minority no longer exists. The miyot misrape laharov, the minority disappears into the rov. It's like iser lahafoch laheter, and therefore that's how Rav Chaim answers the kasha. What do you mean? Ain hoch enachanami? It's true. Ain hochem b'mamon achar harov. That's true. But once we paskin, once the two out of the three dayanim paskin, you owe the money. So then we apply the klal ruba kakuo, and it's like 100%. Everyone's saying you owe the money, and therefore you follow it. So there's no room. Isn't this hafech lahetir? According to this, there's no room to be machmir, or you shouldn't be machmir. And that's what it says, and that's what the power of tshuva. Tshuva me'ava. Tshuva has the ability not only to level the playing field, but it could turn averus into mitzvah. So even if it's true you have 365 negative and 248 positive, but really the 365 could be turned into positive with the tshuva me'ava, and hence that's the chastei Hashem. Even though the Gemara concludes Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra, nevertheless, since we have the mitzvah of tshuva, so therefore tshuva counteracts that, and therefore one can make a prudent investment and go ahead and follow the commandments of the Torah and do a tshuva mi'ava and turn the 365 negative and make it 613 positive.